Welcome to It's a Question of Balance with Ruth Coplin. Featuring out and about, thought-provoking conversations on the street. We consider topics with local relevance and global significance. And now, here's your host for It's a Question of Balance, Ruth Coplin.
Welcome to the show where we balance the intellectual with the creative and explore whether we have more in common than divides us through thought-provoking conversations. For the Arts Hour, I feature in-depth interviews with local, national and international guests from all areas of the arts. And for this, the Topic Hour, I go out and about and talk to people on the street about a wide variety of different subjects that affect everybody, both locally and globally. And the show combines a debate topic with an arts interview because I feel discussion and creativity are two of the most vital ways we engage with the world. As I mentioned, It's a Question of Balance has a topic hour and a guest hour, and we have two tabs on the homepage of the website, itsaquestionofbalance.com. At the top is guests and topics, and if you click on guests, it brings up a page with photos and names of all the previous guests of the show. We've had some fabulous past guests from all areas of the arts, and all you have to do is click on the photo or the name and it will bring up the podcast page with information and audio for you to listen to when it suits you. And you can either stream the podcast, or there's a little icon on the end of the audio bar where you can download the podcast too if you prefer to do that. Similarly, if you click on the topics tab, a page opens with photos and a wide range of topic questions that we've covered. And again, just click on them and it'll bring all those up for you. Well, right now we're featuring Out and About, thought-provoking conversations on the street. And in Out and About, we consider topics that, you know, perhaps are underlying current events, but not politics directly. We avoid politics because I think it instantly polarizes people and makes them think that they already know what they know about something. So the idea is we're trying to ask questions that get us thinking about questions that affect us all, or about subjects that affect us all rather, and maybe stimulate some new thinking or clarify what we already feel. Hear how other people's opinions may be different or similar to our own. Well, this week I'm considering, is homelessness everyone's problem? This is a topic I've been thinking about for a while. So when an event came to my attention that dealt specifically with this issue, I decided to go out and about and talk to some of the attendees. And the event that I'm referring to was an inauguration event in Santa Cruz, California, for the Downtown Streets Team initiative, which is a community-based solution to homelessness. And I spoke to the project manager, the City of Santa Cruz's manager, and also to legendary folk singer Joan Baez, who lends her support to the program. And if you're not familiar with Joan Baez, she's an internationally recognized American folk singer and activist who has released over 30 albums. She was honored by Amnesty International for her human rights work. And I spoke to Joan at the event, and I'll be featuring our conversation later in the show, as well as the views of Dora, one of the homeless Downtown Streets team members. First, though, let's hear from Downtown Street Santa Cruz project manager, Greg Pensinger. So I'm downtown in Santa Cruz at the Downtown Streets team event, and could you just tell me your name and what your role is?
Sure. I'm Greg Pensinger. I'm a project manager here in Santa Cruz for the Downtown Streets team.
So I wanted to ask you, what are the most common causes of homelessness?
It varies. You know, there's as many stories as there are homeless men and women out there. You know, it could be anything from loss of employment to domestic violence. You know, we're in Domestic Violence Awareness Week. That's a major cause of homelessness. You know, it could be, of course, drugs and alcohol can lead to it. But, you know, it's the actual number one cause is actually loss of income and insufficient income.
And I guess it sounds a bit brutal, but why should we care? It seems many people just want the homeless dealt with so that the streets will be safe. They believe it's the fault of the homeless, that they're in a bad situation. And what would you say to people who have that opinion?
From a fiscal perspective, it makes sense to create proactive solutions to homelessness. It costs more to keep somebody on the streets than it does to put them in a house. From a social perspective, you know, it's we have to see people suffering every day unless we want to do something to address the issue in our community. So there's social, there's economic, you know, there's a myriad of reasons of why we need to do something. You know, we can't just continue to lock people up just for being homeless. And that's just not the right method. But unfortunately, that's sometimes the go-to for a lot of communities.
So you would say that we have a responsibility as a community for the homeless. I know the speeches that we had earlier, they were saying that this is a we problem. It's not an us and them problem.
Absolutely. We found over the last 12 years that we've been doing this thing called Downtown Streets Team, that if we don't have the community support, it doesn't work. And you could project that out to every single service that's out there. There has to be a community support from all aspects of our community, from the elected officials all the way down to the homeless men and women themselves need to be a part of that solution.
So can you tell me a bit about what Downtown Streets does, the approach to homelessness?
Absolutely. So we try to empower homeless men and women to reintegrate into their community through volunteer work, where they beautify, for instance, here in Santa Cruz, the downtown and the Riverwalk along the levee. Through that, they kind of give the public perception that they're trying to rebuild their lives, that they're trying to do something positive. As one of our team members said earlier, that they want to be a part of their community again. What that does is it opens up doors for employment and housing opportunities that might not have been, you know, that somebody might have just closed the door in their face just because they were homeless. Now we're starting to have a different type of conversation just from the pure fact that our team members are out here changing perceptions, doing something positive in their community. As a benefit of our program, our team members gain access to case management and intensive employment counseling, as well as a stipend for their basic needs, which is meant to replace the need to panhandle. And that's because there's no dignity in panhandling. So instead of having their hand out, they have their hand up and they're just saying, look at me, I'm trying to do something positive.
So I don't know if you're familiar with Housing First, which is an initiative that's been carried out in various states.
Yes.
This is not providing them with a home, but it's providing them with the means to move towards getting a home through not panhandling, through gaining respect and dignity, and also perhaps being taken more seriously by various entities that would help them get more help. Is that part of it?
That's a great way to put it, yes. We are not a Housing First organization. Of course, you know, Housing First, you know, housing is going to be the essential solution to homelessness. But when you're talking about a region like the Bay Area, the Greater Bay Area, you know, there's just not enough room, there's not enough money to build housing for everybody in this moment. So we need to do something in the meantime so folks don't just perish on the streets. But yes, in order to take advantage of the opportunities that are out there, you have to be in a mental state to take advantage of those. You got to feel like you deserve it. And that's what we're trying to do, is we're trying to bridge that psychological gap as well.
I mean, I think it seems to me there's a lot of stereotyping of homeless people, and some of that is just because of how they show up. But, you know, on the street, and I know I read somewhere, I'm not sure if it's on your website, somebody saying, you know, try going a month without somewhere to wash, without, you know, money for food, without anywhere to go, and see what you would feel like and what you might look like, you know. And I think for most people, obviously, they're not doing that. So there's a stereotyping of homeless people. But, I mean, do you feel it is something that can happen to anyone?
I do, and I've seen it happen to anybody. And I've seen those stereotypes weigh somebody down even further and made the process of recovering from homelessness that much harder, because they're immediately burdened with these stereotypes. They're either a drug addict or they're careless or they're an alcoholic. But that's not the case for most people, actually.
Go ahead. I mean, I was just going to say, presumably also, if we had more initiatives in place, A, to prevent homelessness, but B, to intercede much earlier, then many people also who perhaps become dependent on drugs or alcohol through depression or whatever may never reach that place.
That's 100% correct. And there are efforts for rapid rehousing and homeless prevention in virtually every community. We definitely need to invest more in that type of funding resource and housing resource. So they don't cross that threshold into becoming chronically homeless and fall deeper down that spiral of homelessness. I watched it firsthand down in the jungle in San Jose, for instance, where people literally transformed one day to the next, and the recovery process becomes that much harder in an instant. So
I've seen some of the team members walking around in yellow shirts and some are in green shirts. Can you explain a bit about that?
Yeah, it's part of our ladder of success empowerment model. So everybody who comes to our team starts in a yellow shirt. We don't do any background checks. We don't require sobriety, except while they're on their team. Those are things that come afterwards. If people decide they want to take on more responsibility, they could become a team leader, which is those folks wearing green that you saw earlier. And we have a level even above that, and it's a blue shirt, and that's a manager who oversees multiple teams. The reason we do that is twofold. We want to empower our folks to make this their program, to invest their time and energy into making this program a true community-based initiative. On top of that, it allows us to expand on a very lean scale financially, because I, as a project manager, don't have to manage, eight different contracts or what have you. We have a lot of that management taking place internally on the team.
Right.
Yes.
And I think also, one of the stereotypes is that people think homeless people are just looking for a handout. And, probably there are a few people who are. But generally speaking, I think what people don't realize is that if you're constantly having to look for that, it puts you in a terribly powerless situation, doesn't it? Which is very demoralizing, I think. So it sounds like what you're offering people is, as you mentioned, dignity, but to feel useful. And
100%. That's at the core of our program. We just got to give people a chance to be human. We're extremely resilient as human beings, but unfortunately, like you said, if you're constantly bombarded by these stereotypes of negativity, it's really, really difficult to show your true colors through all that. So we're just trying to give folks that opportunity to be dignified human beings, to be parts of their community. And you're absolutely right. That's a catalyst for, who knows? The sky's the limit at that point after somebody has that foundation in place.
Finally, the topic I'm looking at is homelessness everyone's problem? I imagine you feel that because of what you're doing. What motivated you, though, to get involved with this?
Throughout my entire life, my family has always been the, we always had, whether my friends or my sisters, we would have them over if they were, got kicked out or ran away from home. We provided that shelter for them. So I've always had this compassion for the homeless community. Getting involved professionally, I came from the corporate world, similarly to our directors. But this is just a solution that works. It's something that is not using the traditional social service model. It's using a model that's innovative, proactive, that's making a difference in the community. And to answer your question about is homelessness everybody's problem, absolutely it is. And that's why everybody needs to be involved in the solution.
Well, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to It's a Question of Balance with me, Ruth Copeland, and our topic this week is homelessness everyone's problem? And that was Greg Pensinger, the Downtown Streets Team Santa Cruz project manager. And I'm featuring interviews from an inauguration event in Santa Cruz, California for the Downtown Streets Team Initiative, which is a community-based solution to homelessness. It was a really fabulous event. The Pacific Avenue was closed and they had a stage with music and people who founded the organization speaking and all the team members there. So it was a very lively, encouraging event. And the Downtown Streets Team program currently operates in 8 cities in the Bay Area of California. And they have plans, I think, to try and roll it out in other cities. certainly I think it would be a really good initiative to have everywhere. Since its launch in 2005, it's helped more than 680 team members find work, more than 760 people find permanent housing, and has removed more than 4.3 million gallons of debris from public streets and parks, which is very impressive, definitely beautifying our environment. So the topic is homelessness everyone's problem? And I'm wondering, as you're listening to this, what are your views of the homeless? Do you find yourself lumping them all together and thinking of them all in the same way rather than as individuals, you know, the homeless rather than people who are currently in a situation where they don't have a home, and each person, you know, being an individual person with a different circumstance, does their life circumstance seem so different to yours? You could never imagine it happening to you. Do you think it's their fault? So in that case, do you think that the answer to the question is homelessness everyone's problem is no, it's not. You know, it's the problem of those people who got themselves into that situation in the first place. So I'm just wondering what's rolling around in your mind as you're listening to this. We're going to go to a break now, but I'll be back with more conversations after the break. I'm going to be speaking to legendary folk singer Joan Byers, who lent her support to the program. So keep it here, and we'll be back after these messages.
You like the music from It's a Question of Balance with Ruth Copeland? Have you ever wondered what the full songs sound like? Now you can find out by listening to the new EP, It's a Question of Balance Music, available from iTunes, Amazon, and itsaquestionofbalance.com.
No white horses to play the game, and I wish I knew your name. Something about you in the rain. Did I or didn't I say it's forever? Well, I know I said it, babe, it just goes nowhere. Well, we can do the things we want, we can do the things we like, but if we're taking all the time, well, I just don't think that it's right. Just that. I think that there's more to us than just that.
It's a Question of Balance Music. Download individual tracks or the whole EP from iTunes, Amazon, or itsaquestionofbalance.com.
Hi, I'm Casey, and I'm the second generation owner of Bookshop Santa Cruz. We pride ourselves on being Santa Cruz's community bookstore. We feature an extensive selection of new and used books, children's books and toys, gifts, cards, magazines, and games. Our knowledgeable booksellers can help you find just the right book or gift. We hope you can join us for our author events each week, featuring best-selling authors and books of local interest. And if you can't get downtown, our website has over 3.2 million titles, which ship directly to your home. We even have experts on site to help you publish your own book or family history. Come visit us downtown or at our website, bookshopsantacruz.com.
Bookshop Santa Cruz is celebrating 50 years of independent bookselling in the community that we love. Visit Bookshop Santa Cruz downtown and join in the festivities as we celebrate our customers and the books that make it all possible. Bookshop Santa Cruz, celebrating an amazing 50 years in downtown Santa Cruz.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's a Question of Balance with me, Ruth Copeland, and our topic this week is homelessness everyone's problem. And as I mentioned earlier, It's a Question of Balance has a topic hour and a guest hour. Right now we're in our topic hour, thought-provoking conversations, hopefully thought-provoking. So I hope you might be finding this topic interesting and thinking about some of your own ideas of how you would answer this question: is homelessness everyone's problem? And if you have any thoughts about this discussion, do email me, ruth@itsaquestionofbalance.com. I'm always interested to hear your thoughts. So that's ruth@itsaquestionofbalance.com. And the people I'm featuring this week that I spoke to out and about were at the ribbon cutting for the Downtown Streets Team initiative in Santa Cruz, California. And the Downtown Streets Team Initiative, if you just joined us, works to build teams that restore dignity, inspire hope, and provide a pathway to recovery for homeless people. And the Volunteer Work Experience Program provides homeless and at-risk team members with an opportunity to beautify the community in exchange for case management, employment services, and a basic needs stipend. And the hope is that through their volunteer work, team members will rebuild effective work habits, take on leadership opportunities, further their education, and ready themselves to re-enter the workforce through the support of a positive community. So with the ultimate goal of obviously rehousing them, which, you know, is the motivation of most people who have a problem, obviously, with the homeless on the streets, is they want them off the streets. Well, to be off the streets, they have to have the means to do that in terms of somewhere to live and a job. I also spoke to Joan Byers, legendary folk singer and activist Joan Byers, who has been a big supporter of this program. So we're going to be hearing from her a bit later in the show. But I was also very fortunate to speak to one of the Downtown Streets team members, Dora, who I was really happy that she took the time to talk to me and explain a bit about homelessness from, you know, the other side, because for most of us, obviously, we're looking in on it. You know, we're just being affected by it in terms of seeing these people around us, but we're not looking at it from the point of view of being homeless. So I was really grateful to her for talking to me. So let's hear our conversation. So I'm speaking now to Dora, who's one of the Downtown Streets team members. And I was wondering first, Dora, if you would mind telling us how you came to be homeless, because I know that people tend to stereotype homeless people and think that it could never happen to them. So I'd just be interested if you would share how you found yourself in this position.
Sure. And I was actually one of those stereotypes. I never thought that would happen to me. Unfortunately, it did. I lost my job, and with that came depression, stress. I turned to drugs, and with that, it was spiraled downwards. I knew better growing up with good values and morals with my family that was not the way to go. I went to a recovery program, got clean, no longer do drugs, but I was still homeless, struggling, and all of a sudden DST comes into picture.
And Downtown Streets Team?
Correct, yes. Correct. I had heard it originally from San Jose, and I thought, well, okay, well, that's out of reach for me. And when I saw the flyer posted here in Santa Cruz, it was like my prayers had been answered, you know, because I knew it was a good program from other individuals that had gone through it, and it's here in my community. And from there on, I just saw hope.
So I've talked to some other people, you know, about what the program is, about, you know, beautifying, about giving back. Can you give me a little vignette of what you do for them?
Yes. We go around our community, whether it be downtown Santa Cruz, the levee, the Riverwalk, and we pick up garbage, cigarette butts, garbage of any shape, size, and form. And we make our community the way it's supposed to be looking, and that is with no garbage, pristine, and let Mother Earth take her course like she's supposed to, with no garbage on her.
Yes.
Yes. So.
I mean, I think one of the things that's obviously impossible for anyone to imagine unless they've been in the situation is how your life shrinks so much if you're homeless, because you're really just thinking about the next hour. Where are you going to be? Where are you going to be safe? How are you going to eat? You know, is part of what the program gives you an ability to think further ahead, to plan about what you, how your life would like, you would like your life to be?
Most definitely. And being a female, being homeless, it gets pretty sketchy. It gets pretty scary out here on the streets. And but that sense of well-being and being belonging again that DST has instilled in me, you know, that fear has gone away. I still believe that no one in this world should be homeless. We live in such a beautiful world, and it's a shame that we have that. For some people, it's a choice. Some people, they like to be in that place. Yeah. I don't. I've always worked. I've always gone to school, and that's what I plan on doing with DST's help. They're an awesome program. Anyone that is out on the streets, and if they still have an active mind and an active body, they should come and get involved and join the team. Because I will, hopefully by this time next year, be employed, be housed, and stress-free, hopefully.
Yes, so I've spoken about the stereotypes that people have. You know, people are often maybe afraid of homeless people because they think they might be unstable, or they might not want to be bothered. They don't want to have to give money. They don't want to have to think about it. They want it to be a problem that just goes away. Obviously, most people's experience is from that direction. I'm wondering if you can give us an insight of what it's like to be on the other side, watching people walk by you and having those kind of thoughts.
It's very demeaning, very, very demeaning, because I haven't changed, other than just my living conditions have changed. It's very sad that if I'm walking down the sidewalk with a backpack and a sleeping bag on my back, that individuals literally grab their children and walk across the street away from me. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, they didn't just do that. I mean, because I'm a good person. Why? Because I looked homeless. If I didn't, and I tried this out, I came out the next day with no pack, just normally, and I was amazed at how many people approached me and just said, hey, how you doing, this and that.
Yeah.
Whereas when I had my pack on, boy, people just shunned me. And it's just like, why?
Yeah.
Why? I mean, this is my community just as much as it is yours. Yeah.
So, of course, that is one of the issues, of course, is that you have to have everything with you because you don't have anywhere safe to leave it. And every item that you have is of incredible importance.
Yes. And I was very fortunate that I have a very loving family, and a niece and her husband literally came up to me and told me, Aunt Dora, we don't sleep at nights because we're worried because you're out on the streets. And purchased me a vehicle, a used vehicle, but it was a vehicle, and it got me off the streets. I'm still homeless, but at least I'm in a safe place. I have my vehicle, so I'm not physically out on the streets with the elements, because there are, unfortunately, rude people, people that are very ugly and mean out there on our streets.
Yeah.
And again, being a female, it's not always so safe.
Yeah.
So.
And I think the problem is the interface between the public and the homeless is just at the point where that person is in a desperate state. Whereas, of course, maybe as a community we need to be looking at how they came to be there, and those are wider issues of healthcare and housing and support earlier on in times when people do have a crisis in their life, and if perhaps the community did reach out more to help people, they wouldn't ever end up in that place.
I totally agree. And with that being said, it you know, I live in one of the most beautiful tourist towns in the state of California, and with that, rents have a tendency to go up, but sometimes your hourly wage does not.
Yes.
So you're stuck struggling, you know, which bill am I going to pay this month? Which one's not going to get paid? Am I going to have late fees? And it all adds up. Next thing you know, Yeah, you know, you lose your place, maybe your car, maybe other possessions, and then you're out on the streets. And for me, I've been fortunate. I've got family, but we're not wealthy. You know, they've got their issues. They've got their bills. I'm a grown woman, and I need to do it myself. But at the same token, when I've got people constantly shunning me and discouraging me, that depression sits in. And then I really don't want to go out in the community. DST has instilled that positive energy that I've always had it within me, and to fight for what I believe in, and that is my community, and to survive in it and to live in it. Once again, not out on the streets though.
Yeah. Finally, I wanted to ask you, you know, we're talking about homelessness.
Yes.
But what does home mean to you?
Home means a safe haven, somewhere where I can actually put my hands in the soil that's out front my door, somewhere where I can cook and appreciate the smell that just goes through the home. Whether it's just a studio apartment or a room that I'm renting, it has my belongings in there. It has my scent. It has my aura. That is home for me.
So it's the Downtown Streets team. I'm wondering, how does it work with the team members?
It's a little struggle, because being out on the streets, you have to constantly be with your guard up, unfortunately. You can't always give that person that you're just barely meeting the trust, the respect that they so much deserve, because you're accustomed to living out on the streets and constantly looking over your back and holding on to your belongings, and because at any moment someone may just come up and snatch them from you. It's really sad and unfortunate that you have homeless thieving from the homeless, but I come to find out these aren't locals, these are transients. Folks that just come in, leave a mark, and they go on to the next town. I think that's our biggest problem, is the transients. It's not the local homeless, because they want to continue to live here. This is their community, my community, and we're going to continue to be a part of it and hopefully push out, as one says, those bad weeds. and at the same token, continue to beautify our community, because it's like one says, one judges you on how your yard looks, and if your yard's a mess, then they know you're a mess. My yard, which is this place right here, is not going to be a mess. So therefore, I will continue to give back to my community, no matter what, because I love it. I've been here, you know, over 35 years, and it's amazing. It's just amazing, and I'm grateful and thankful for not the bad, but for the good that is to come again in my life. Yeah, and the team members, we have our good days, we have our bad days. It's just like any other situation. You know, if you were to go to work in a big corporation, you're not always going to get along with everybody, but we give it a little bit more, because we're being watched. And so therefore, we don't want anybody to see us betray one another or treat one another disrespectfully, because we're struggling. So therefore, we take it out on that next person. It's human nature. We have to overcome that. We have to overcome that and build and help one another to get out of this little hole that we've dug ourselves in. And it's going to happen in time, in due time, as long as we continue to have the support and DST. It's an amazing program, and it's a program that should be in every city in every nation, to be honest with you.
Yes,
because we should all have a nice warm bed to go home to every night, no matter what. Even if it's in a little corner, we should all have that. Yes.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Dora.
Thank you very much. Enjoy. Thank you.
You're listening to It's a Question of Balance with me, Ruth Copland, and our topic discussion this week is homelessness everyone's problem? I'm featuring interviews from an inauguration event in Santa Cruz, California, for the Downtown Streets Team Initiative, which is a community-based solution to homelessness that currently operates in 8 cities in the Bay Area of California. And that was Dora, one of the team members, who I was very grateful to get her perspective of what it means to be homeless. And I'm just wondering, as you're listening to this, what are you thinking? What are your views of the homeless? Do you find yourself stereotyping them? Are you sympathetic? Do you just see it as a problem that is insoluble, worries you, but you don't know what to do? Is it a community problem, or is it an individual problem? Is it up to these people to get themselves out of the position that they got themselves into? I also spoke to legendary folk singer Joan Baez. If you're not familiar with her, she's an internationally recognized folk singer who's released over 30 albums and remarkably been performing for over 59 years, which I cannot believe, having met her, because she looks amazing. I'm going to be speaking to her after the break. We're going to go to some messages now, but keep it here, and you'll hear my conversation with Joan very soon.
Ciao, I'm Luca from Tramonti at 528 Seabright Avenue, steps from the ocean. We are the authentic Italian pizza and pasta restaurant, serving also organic salad and house-made dessert in a friendly family-style atmosphere, indoor or on our lovely patio.
Tramonti is open every day from noon to 9 and later on Fridays and Saturdays. Come enjoy our specials every Tuesday neighborhood night and the best deal for a healthy bite at lunch every day.
We bake our bread and prep our fresh pasta and pizza daily. Beppe, Daniel, and I want to say grazie to the Santa Cruz community for supporting us in the past 2 years. Allora, buon appetito!
Visit Luca and Beppe at Tremonti, 528 Seabright Avenue. That's Tremonti, 528 Seabright Avenue.
Can you imagine living without stress, anxiety, or fear? And can you imagine a life filled with harmony and inner peace? Is that even possible? The Ananda Yoga and Meditation Center in Scotts Valley offers simple tools to help you become more effective at work and more centered in the face of life's challenges. At Ananda, we offer yoga classes for everybody, inspiring workshops, devotional chanting, and Sunday services based on the teachings of Paramahansa Yogananda. Our teachers and therapists are highly trained professionals who work together to inspire a healthier you. And your first Ananda yoga class is always free. Visit us at anandascottsvalley.org or call 338-YOGA. That's anandascottsvalley.org or 338-YOGA.
You're listening to It's a Question of Balance with me, Ruth Copland. Right now, we're featuring out and about, thought-provoking conversations on the street, considering the topic, is homelessness everyone's problem? And I've been talking to people out and about at this inauguration event in Santa Cruz, California, for the Downtown Streets Team program. And I spoke to folk singer and activist Joan Baez, who is supporting this program. So let's hear what she had to say. So I'm here with Joan Baez. The topic I'm looking at this week is homelessness everyone's problem? I'm wondering what your thoughts on that would be.
There was a wonderful speech a little while ago by a member, the Streets Team,
exactly about that. Is it their problem or is it our problem? And what happens with Downtown Streets team is that it becomes clearly everybody's problem, and it's done in a very positive way. They'll clean up the city if you give them a chance, and so they become a part of us, and there really is a big us.
Why should we care about homeless people? It seems a lot of people just want them off the streets so the streets will be safe. They think it's their fault that they're homeless. What would you say to people who are coming from that place?
I'd say, what are you doing in Trump's camp?
So it's to do with a wider issue of us not having enough compassion, perhaps, and seeing the other.
Exactly. I think that the word, I think that empathy is shrinking, seriously, and that anything to combat that is more than important these days. You know, compassion, kindness, empathy. We owe it to the world, especially at this point, to remember those things and act on them and act with them.
Yeah. I mean, I think there is a real problem in America right now with the whole them and us thing on many different levels, but it seems particularly that we do that with homeless people. We tend to sort of judge and think, that could never be me. Is that something that you see?
I bet you that part of the problem is that you look at them and think, oops, that could be me. I just thought of that as you were saying that why, what is the huge threat? Well, maybe it's that, oh my God, I lucked out, but who knows?
Yeah. Well, and finally, what is your particular interest in this issue? Why are you involving yourself with supporting this?
Well, I was at the very, very beginning at a dinner table with some friends, and we wanted to, quote, do something about homelessness. And my friend, Jeannie Murphy, had enough savvy to realize it, not to just do for them, but to do with them, and began. That was the inception of this whole process. So that was a number of years ago, and I happened to have been there. I happened to be a good friend, and have followed through with it. I'm not on the board or anything like that, but I show up when I can.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to It's a Question of Balance with me, Ruth Coplin, and that was Joan Baez there. And I spoke to her at the event before she gave a speech to the very enthusiastic crowd that had gathered for this ribbon cutting of the Downtown Streets Team initiative. So let's hear some of that speech.
Thank you. I hope I say something smart. I'm not here to sing, by the way. I'm here to speak. And what comes to my mind, first of all, listening to everybody and seeing everybody, is that this is not about survival. It's about transcendence. That's what I see. That's what I feel. That's what happens. I was in airport, San Jose Airport, the other day, and I stopped to get a coffee. I think it was Pete's, one of them like that. And somebody came up to me and said, aren't you? And I said, yes. And the young girl behind the counter said, oh, yeah, I know who that is. And I said, yeah, because she looked too young to know who I was. And she said, yeah, DST, I'm a graduate. Thank you. I think it's so important what Chip said earlier about us and them, that we're living in a society right now which really is so divisive. And there is, it's as though the year of the bully, which then makes us, divides us, hard like that. It's killing empathy, it's killing compassion, kindness, and we need what we get here from Downtown Streets Team, from everybody who works on it and created it. It brings back or helps empathy to survive in these times. It's really about caring. And I was thinking also about the us and the them. The us is with the them and don't have the feeling somehow that anybody's doing something for somebody else. You really are doing it with that other person. And I was there at the very beginning, the inception of the whole idea of DST, before it was anything except a rash of homelessness that made my friend and myself decide that we wanted to, quote, do something about it. And shortly into a dinner conversation with the people we were going to fundraise from, it became clear that, quote, doing something for the homeless was not going to be feeding the homeless and getting them something to wear, that it had this potential of being something much greater, which is what happened. And it took, as you know, lots and lots of work, lots of people afraid to get near this project. Maybe it'd been the first thing had been genuinely offered in years, and demanding something back. And I think maybe it's the demanding something back that's made such a success, because that is where the dignity comes in, and that is where the transcendence comes in, that you are, we are seriously all equal. And that, yeah. So that's all. I'm delighted that I was able to be there at the very beginning. I'm delighted that I'm able to be here now and here and there in between. And so thank you very much for asking me, and thank you for moving forward here in Santa Cruz.
Well, that was folk singer and activist Joan Baez talking to a really enthusiastic crowd in Santa Cruz, California. You're listening to It's a Question of Balance with me, Ruth Copland, and our topic discussion this week is homelessness everyone's problem. And as you're listening to these different interviews of the people who were there, ranging from homeless member Dora to, you know, star Joan Baez, I'm just wondering what your thoughts are on this question. Is homelessness everyone's problem? Is it something that just needs to be tidied up? Do you feel more from the perspective of, you know, we need our streets to be safe and we need them to, you know, not have these people, and whatever gets them out is good? Or is it possible to have a more compassionate approach to how that end is still reached? I think that that's the thing to really consider here, is that probably everybody, including the homeless people themselves, have the same endpoint in mind, that we don't want people to be living on the street for humanitarian reasons, practical reasons, aesthetic reasons, I mean, you know, the whole range. But the real key is, how do we approach achieving that aim? And so that is what this topic speaks to. Is homelessness everyone's problem? Is it all of our responsibility to try and cure this this issue in our society? Or is it really down to, you know, the people who got themselves into that position to sort themselves out? And, you know, there is a very strong do-it-for-yourself attitude in America, and so sometimes that can conflict with perhaps having some empathy for people in these situations. Anyway, lastly, I spoke to Santa Cruz City Manager Martin Bernal, so let's hear what he had to say. So I'm talking to Martin Bernal, who is the Santa Cruz City Manager, and the question we're looking at this week is homelessness everyone's problem? I'm wondering what your thoughts are on that.
I would say yes, absolutely. It's a, you know, it's a larger societal, you know, issue that we all should be concerned about.
A lot of people just think that the homeless should be dealt with, you know, so that the streets are safe, and they believe that it's the fault of the homeless, that they're in a bad situation. You know, in America generally, there's this idea of, like, you have to do it for yourself and pull yourself up by your bootstraps. So what would you say to people who have that opinion about the problem of homelessness?
Well, I think it's more complicated than that, and I think, you know, there's variations of it, and but a lot of it is rooted in other issues, like mental health issues, substance abuse issues, which is, so when you actually look at the root causes, you really start to see, you know, a different dimension to it, and that's how you really have to look at the solutions for it. It's not, I mean, I'm sure there are individuals out there that choose it as a way of life, but that's not all of it. A lot of it is other more complicated issues. But essentially, I mean, my sense is that as a society, we have kind of chosen to deal with these issues by placing people on the streets which doesn't solve it either.
Right.
That's not a solution either, because then you have the impacts related to that.
Yes.
But not just the equity issues, but just even practical considerations. I mean, people living out in the streets and not having facilities has an impact on the community, whether you like it or not, regardless of the reason why they might be out there. Yeah. The impacts are real and they affect the quality of life for everyone.
Yeah, and I think for perhaps people who are a bit more cynical, the financial aspect of it is perhaps something to consider, because there is a cost to dealing with people being on the street. And I know with the Housing First program, if you're familiar with that, they have shown that it's actually cheaper to provide people with housing than it is to deal with all the various related problems that are created by people being on the street. Is that something you consider as the manager of a city too?
Yeah, there's cost. One way or the other, you're paying for them. And quite frankly, if you're dealing with it on an individual basis, it might not be the most effective way. Like, for example, I was talking to a business person who was saying that probably one of the businesses that's doing very, really well these days is the security, the search security companies.
Yeah.
And so because they're spending money on trying to keep individuals out of their properties, out of their businesses. So that's a cost that's, you know, people are paying for this issue that, you know, is it the best way to invest that money, or could you invest it in some other ways to get to the, you know, the reason why people are homeless in the first place?
Yeah.
And also as far as the police is concerned and the city's concerned, we spend a lot of money on the enforcement side of the equation.
Yes.
That, again, all it does is move it around. It's not really solving it. And so is that an effective way to allocate resources? You know, it's, I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean, we're here at the inauguration of the Downtown Streets program for Santa Cruz, and I think one of the difficulties that people don't think about when you're in a situation where all you're doing is needing to survive, to think about, you know, being safe and eat and sleep, your life loses its breath. It's hard to plan or think beyond the next hour. And it seems that that's something that Downtown Streets is doing as well. It's addressing that ability to be able to think beyond the next kind of hour and whether you're going to survive that.
That's right. I mean, when I went to go first see it in San Jose, it really was inspirational for me, because I saw how they created a sense of community for people that they don't have out there living in the streets, and also a sense of pride in what they were doing. So I really could see that it was transforming them and causing them to have a desire to better themselves and to improve themselves. I really saw them being transformed. So that's why I was like, wow, we really do need that. I think even though, you know, some people might think that they're doing menial work out there, but for them it makes all the difference in the world that they're contributing, that they're not feeling like they're being a drag on society.
I mean, I think that's clearly one of the issues, is that how much of an outsider you are being a homeless person, you know, people avoiding you or whatever. I mean, how that must make you feel.
That's right. Because I think, you know, they're human beings just like everyone else and have, you know, many of the same desires. I would agree with that.
Well, thank you very much for your time, and thank you for supporting the program.
Sure. You're welcome.
You're listening to It's a Question of Balance with me, Ruth Coplin, and thanks again to all the people who took part in my on-the-street conversations this week. And if you want more information about the Downtown Streets Team program, if you go to the show website, itsaquestionofbalance.com, then if you go to the topics page, there'll be a full page with the podcast, the audio, and pictures of the people that I spoke to, a link to the Downtown Streets Team website if you're interested in that. So thanks for listening. I hope this might have given you some things to think about, and I look forward to you joining me again next time.